Glory be to God. We continue from where we stopped last week. Our topic remained the same. My new dawn, part 3. And our text is still Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. We say, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Put them aside. Say, behold, I will do a new thing for you. New things coming. New blessings. New hope. New transformation. New lifting is coming your way. No one here will operate under closed heaven. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I will define new dawn in the last two Sundays as a divine turning point for us, signifying end of suffering and hardship, and bringing in new opportunities, new hope. That's the meaning of new dawn. Ending one era and beginning a new era. And this new era is free from pain, is free from sorrow, from delay of any kind. It's an era of new opportunities, of new blessings, new idea, new favor. The kind of favor you have never enjoyed before. You see, coming your way, not because you sought for it or you asked for it. God himself located the blessing and put you inside. That will be your experience. Say, that will be your experience. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So we need to press further and press hard. So if you want to experience this turning point in your life and start enjoying new opportunities in every area of your life, God is expecting you to do the following. Last week, the last two Sundays, we look at what we expect from our new dawn. We say we expect an end to suffering and pain and sorrow, which is one era of life that we have gone through in the past years. But new dawn is saying, no, this era has stopped, bringing us into a new era. So we expect an end to an era of pain and suffering and shame, where it is long walk, where you don't start something and finish it well. You always end halfway or end in a bad way. Everything that ought to have bring you blessing have ended in shame, in fighting. God, no, you are saying now the end of that kind of life has come. Now we expect a new era, and we say we also expect a transformation where God himself will transform our life. And then last week we spoke very well on a new chapter that is written by God, and your need is in chapters. I say, so you must expect that the story you enter 2026 with is not the story to be carried around by now. Your mind will have changed by now. And remain positive, full of expectations. Not thinking like before, who will do it for me? I don't have anybody. Like the lame man at the pool of Bethesda. A Messiah came to help. But he said, I don't have anybody to help me. You don't need anybody to help you. You need God. And when you secure that God, he bring the man who will help you without you tearing yourself. So this is a new chapter. That means there's nothing on earth that you desire to do that you cannot do. Glory be to God. It's part of our expectations. Now I want to ask a question. Do you think that God too has expectation for us? And that's what we'll be looking at it today. God's expectation of you in your new dawn. There are things he is expecting you to do in your new dawn so that he can do what they're expecting him to do for you. To get the five expectations we have discussed in the last two Sundays, God too has expectation of you. There are things he's looking forward to see in your life to move him to do what he wants to do for you. Because there's nothing supernatural that does not have human participation. Nothing. There's no miracle that God does alone without the person who is doing the miracle getting involved. Every supernatural happiness requires human participation. You must be involved. How do you get involved? You get involved in many ways. One of them is that you must believe him. One of them is that you must do something. You must act. He must see your faith before he also commit himself into addressing the issue. Nothing supernatural. Nothing supernatural. Nothing. No desire in your heart will not require your own simple input. So that means there's something God is expecting from us to do, so that he too can do for us what we're expecting from him. Glory be to God. Because only serious approach from men give birth to glorious results. When there's no serious approach, you just fold your hand. What will happen? What will happen? God knows my needs. God knows my trouble. He knows I need this one. He knows my pain. And you just fold your hands. Only serious approach give birth to glorious results. If you are not serious in your approach to God or even to the need of your life, because some people don't even know what they need. They don't know the most important thing of their life now. They pursue what they can pursue in the next 10 years. And leave the one that is meant for today. That if today go, that's the end of that matter, is closed forever. Now we have announced that we are going to do fast. Many of you here will not concern you. That's when you are sick. You are not sick, you have ulcer. You don't have ulcer, your work will not give you what? Leave. But if you fall down in the office, they'll take you to the hospital and leave you there. And the office will still remain. And anytime you are well, you come back and they will still take you back. Am I correct? But you can't arrange to take 2 days, just 2 days, Thursday and Friday, off your work and arrange. I'm asking you, what are you putting in? What serious approach are you putting to 2026 to give you a glorious result? Is this how you'll be looking? Now, January, today, January 18. Before you know, January will finish. When that where? And before you know, we're already in December. Doing Christmas again. That was how you were watching your life for 2025. The year had come and gone. And what we can tell is story. I pray for you that in 2026, you will not tell story. Amen. But you have testimonies. Amen. But you need to put something. You need an input. Luke 16, verse 16. Give us. He said, the law and the prophet unto John. Are we there? Yes. The law and the prophet unto John were unto John, sorry. See that time, the kingdom of God is preached. What happened to everybody? They press you to eat. Hey, Oga, if you don't give a serious approach to 2026, you will have nothing. Nothing. I want to counsel you wisely to shut down Thursday and Friday and bring yourself here. Come and hold the two horns of the altar by the head and cry to God. See God. Hey, let me tell you, working very hard, a hard worker, dedicated worker, I'm talking about what you do to live, I mean for your own living. The best it can give you is hard life. If God is not involved. Praying also, without doing anything, will still end you in hard life. But prayers empower your effort. What did I say? It empowers your effort. When there's no effort, I mean there's no input. I just look in. It will happen. God will do it. My God will do it. My God will do it. You sang that song for more than 10 years now, and there's no result. He has refused to do it. I'm telling you why he refused to do it. He told me that this is why he refused to do it for you, because you have not played your role. Your approach towards life is not serious enough to give you a glorious result. Nothing supernatural without human participation. What are you participating? What are you putting into your life? And I've said here over and over, that's what we put into life, that what? Life give back to you. You can't cheat life. Because it's a patient teacher. What you ought to do today, you refuse to do it, he's waiting for you. He doesn't cry. He doesn't talk. He's just waiting. When you go, you turn back to there again. He's waiting. Anytime you come, he's there for you. But I pray that you will not come when it is too late. Because I've seen people who also came when it was too late. There was no remedy again. Remedy had finished. And it's not who pray for you. Let the most anointed man of God on earth pray for you. If it has ended, it has ended. Glory to God. So don't fold your arms. Put something into your life. And one of the things you will put this week is that fasting and prayer. You will sleep here. You will not go home. Once you come here, if you don't bring water to sleep, you sleep on the floor. It's part of the price. Okay? If you don't bring water, you will lie down on. You will sleep where? On the floor like this. And God will be helping you all day. But it's part of the price. Put it something. The people press in. They press. What are you pressing? We are too casual to be blessed. Too casual. You come to church, you are doing Facebooking. And somebody is preaching. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago, Mommy? Where you went to our meeting? And the pastor on the altar was Facebooking. Pastor. My wife just like this. I look at her. You say she's Facebooking. Pastor, can it happen in Hope Alive? Can you see any of these great men of God there doing Facebooking? That phone is gone forever. Let us go to police and settle ourselves. They can't do that. People are not pressing. And you look at now, when he immediately told me, I look at the man, the first thing I look at was his shoe. Sorry, forgive me. I look at the man's shoe, I saw poverty. When we were giving offering, he gave 20 naira. How much did he give? How much do you expect him to give? And he's a senior pastor of the church. Doing Facebooking while somebody was laboring and praying and somebody was preaching, he was Facebooking throughout. They even call his name. He didn't know that they call his name. They had to play like this. Oh. And there are people who come to church in Hope Alaska Assembly here on Sunday and behave like that. And you expect that miracle and blessing will fall on your laps. They play. It doesn't work like that. There are things God teach me that I can't teach any human being on earth. Because I will look awkward. I will look like a bad man. Or anything. You can interpret anything. So I just keep it to myself. But can I tell you? There are miracle buttons that only me know how to press it at any time. I have never pressed it and does not answer me. But they are too hard for men to hear. Too hard for men to be able to hear it. Except those who are very close to me. Sometimes I share with them. Are you pressing? Are you just looking at January? January is going now. January is going. Are you just looking at it? And I say, it's my new dawn. It's not a song. My new dawn is not what? It's a responsibility. Tell your neighbor it's a responsibility. It's something you must work at. Press! And something come out of it. Have you carried an onion that has no serious water inside? But you know that it's dry, but you plug it, you peel it, and there's nothing inside. Have you seen it before? When you do like this, what happened? Nothing come out. But when you put two hands and do what? And press, what happened? Something must drop. Something must drop. There's no devil that can hold you anywhere. If you are pressing. If you are giving it a serious approach. Giving your life what? A serious approach. You have only one life. And after this life, there's no other one for you. Why do you want to live it like an ordinary human being? Why? Why do you want to play with it? New dawn is not for players. It's not for playboy and playgirls. It's for serious-minded human beings. Serious-minded believers. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So expecting everything to fall, every miracle to drop, every blessing to drop on your hand without doing anything, and just saying, Lord, I love you. I believe it. I receive it. I claim it. It's a self-deceit. Because life itself is accepting responsibility. Life itself is what? You must take up the challenge and tell yourself, you can't continue like this. For me, the end has come. And until you do that, nobody can do that for you. Nobody. So there's always what to do to become what you want to be. Do it and you will become it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You want to become relevant in this life, then balance your life. Work hard and pray, because prayer will enhance your effort to produce maximally. And working without praying also will end you at nothing. Some put God aside. They trust so much in their skill. And when they practice what they know to do, they do it beautifully, but their life doesn't change. They remain the same. God is absent. Let's look at God's expectation. Number one, what does God expect from you in 2026? When he will come, even though the devil has locked every door for you, God says he will still come in and give you peace. Number one is love and worship. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart. Luke 10 and verse 27. Luke 10, verse 27. He answered and said, you must love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. Everything you have. And also love your neighbors. Everything within you. Whatever God can touch, can I tell you, in your life, that area can never be fruitful. You can't just enjoy his blessing on it. Oh, no. Can do anything for me, but don't touch this area of my life. I want to have it to myself. So he leave you with it. But can I tell you, they don't bring you any good on it. It is what God can touch that he prone. He redress. He bless. And call them to do what? To produce more. Love and worship. He expects you to love him with everything that you are and everything that you have. Also love your neighbors. The foundation of every excellent life is love. If you don't love God, forget about excellent life. You will live an ordinary life. I tell people, that the rain is falling on you today, the rain of blessings is falling on you. Don't rejoice. Don't rejoice. Ask yourself, how firm is my foundation in God? If it's not firm, you will soon lose it. That's why we used to have once a landlord, but now a what? A tenant. Once a car owner, but now what? Is the entire Okada. The foundation, especially finance. If you want God to truly bless you and change your life from the level you are now to the level you desire, you can't hold anything back from him. You must have free access. I'll be teaching area of finances in the 3 days fasting, and those things truth in that teaching cannot be taught in the church in the open like this. You need to be in fasting to hear it, so that your flesh will not fight your spirit, because they are the game changer. They will change your life. I know we don't take offering, so I'm not teaching you to take offering. Don't take offering in our fasting. Nothing like that. But we'll tell you the truth, the hard truth, that you can't contact it as if you're poor again, except it's your choice. So make up your mind to go and switch off Thursday and Friday for anything and be here. Glory be to God. Every principle of the kingdom to promote your wealth for your well-being on earth. Because there are principles of the Bible that promote your well-being. There are principles of the Bible of the kingdom that promotes the kingdom. But there are some that God put in place just for you and I, so that we can be promoted, we can live well, and be the envy of the world, and God can use us as sample and be proud of us and make a show of us to him, to the world, like he did to Job. Have you considered my servant Job? He was making show of him. He was proud to have a man like that. God longed to make a show of you too, to the world, even to the devil and to your enemies. And let me tell you, they can't do anything. Every of these principles to promote our well-being has facilitating factors. There are things you must do. There are factors you must imbibe, you must live, make a lifestyle before those principles begin to answer for you. Because principles make principles. You can't keep principles, you can't become a principal in any area of life. Now, one of those factors that make those principles work for you is love for God. Not loving. I know. It's so good that you can't tell God I love you. That's why he doesn't hear that one. He reads your love by your actions, by what you do to him. And there's nothing, it's not by singing. Choir cannot sing for us to say we love God. God will not hear that song. And it's also by confession. And you wake up in the night and just carry your hand up and say, Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I love you. Angels will just shut up and say, shut down. We don't see what he's saying in his life towards us. And when God asked the angels, who it is? They say, his name is Michael. Michael Jonathan. It's okay. They press his button. They see all his record is off. There is no iota of proof of love for God. Now, if you truly want to enjoy the new dawn God has given you, 2026, make up your mind to love him. Now, worship is not by the pace of the song. As choir will say that they are leading worship song, there's no worship song. Worship, the meaning of worship is every act of righteousness that you do in honor of God. You have done what? You are worshiping. When your life is devoted to him, you have done what? You have worship. This worship, this is what he wants. Say worship song. There's no worship song. Only slow song we have. How many songs do we have? We have the slow one and the what? And the fast one. They make us dance. And this morning we have seen the two. But they are not worship songs. Probably, sometimes I call them warming song. Try to warm us that we don't come to church. We are about to do what? To do praise now. To warm up. But the true meaning of worship is every act of righteousness that a man does. It's an act of worship. And also when you devote your life, your time, your talent, everything that you are, out of love. Let me tell you why so many things we practice in the Bible that does not yield for us as desires. You know why? Because most of the thing we do for God is because we do it as a transaction, not because we love him. Okay, if I do this, he will do this for me. Because I want this from him, let me do this for him. Some of the offering you gave, you are doing transaction. Lord, I'm giving you 500 naira. By this time next week. No. You give because you love him. Have you not known that most people that you give money to on earth turn out to be your enemy? People that ate your pepper and your salt and drank your water. There are people that speak evil behind you more than any other person. So assuming you were giving them to think that they will become your agent of speaking good about you, and that now happened, how will you feel? Whatever you can't do because of love, please don't do it. Leave it. It has no reward from above. Worship. Worship. If you love God, you also worship him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. Sorry, verse 3. He said, though we give our body to be born without love, it what? It profits us nothing. That means a man can only die for somebody, but yet he doesn't love him. He doesn't love her. Can we read it? And though I do what? I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. Those who are giving poor the money, they don't love the poor. Do you know that lack of love is responsible for many unanswered prayers? Oh, you are praying, you are sweating, you are fasting, but God cannot locate his love in your heart. You know, this thing you are doing, all your prayer and your fasting and everything you are doing is for yourself. He can't find anything beneficial to him in what you are pursuing, what you are dying for. So he withdraw his assistance. It's our love for God that didn't allow you, as member of Hope Alakita Assembly, to be sitting inside Kpanu Church. We have put all that we have as families into this place. And we are still putting. Don't trouble anybody. Those who are giving are giving. Those who are also killing themselves are killing themselves here. With all that they have. But we are not also taking it on ourselves to use your money. If I live on your money, you will not be able to buy food again. That yentra will come on Sunday, it will not work. If you're about to die, you won't have money to buy it. The last one, self, I think I may buy and put them there. Don't wait. Except I don't have. And God has never let it be that I don't have. I can leave my own personal need undone. And face God's own. And at the end, I see people I didn't solicit for, I didn't beg them, they come and also solve my own problem. With respect, with a beg. You don't know what love of God in your heart will do for you. You are limiting yourself. You are punishing yourself by facing yourself. Can I tell you, church, that since the beginning of this church, I've been absent many times in services. But know that my offering has never been missed one day. Not one service for the past 17 years. Any other midweek or Sunday, special service, any kind of service. that they give an offering, including workers' meeting, that I didn't give. Even though I'm not there, my wife gives offering for me. It's an instruction. You don't know how to enter into God's heart. You must behave sometimes like a foolish man to become wise. Either I'm here or not, my offering must answer for me in every service. And I've never told anybody in this church to do so. God, I don't want to become a greedy pastor. I'm not looking for anything from anybody. If you give 1 million, it's not coming to my pocket. Now you go enjoy now. They can buy a microphone for you. Am I correct? Add more speakers for you. Glory be to God. We are working now on solar. We are working heavily, working on solar. And that solar will cost about 20 million naira. So that we'll end this generator issue. That white one, we have spent 400,000, over 400,000 on it, and yet it's not working. One complaint here, one complaint here, one complaint here. So we'll say, okay, let's do solar. Like 30, 32 kVA, 35 kVA for the church. That will carry us like this every Sunday, every meeting, including night meetings. Glory be to God. Only the love of God can do that for us. And we're not asking anybody. Oh, we are. But last week, somebody gave me money for solar. I was surprised. One of our pastors here. That's how he gave me an envelope. I say, what is this one for? He says, for solar. I look at him and just laugh. Glory be to God. I didn't ask anybody to bring money for solar. I only ask God to bring the money. I will give all the 20 million. It's not a problem. We are waiting on him. We will not borrow. We will not beg. You can say, God can speak to people's heart, even about your own need of your life. You don't have to cry out. God cry in somebody's ear for you. God, I didn't tell him, but he came after the church that this money is for solar. Ah. Say, thank you very much. So I gave to the finance department. So person gave all this money, oh, it's for solar. Go and put it in our solar deposit. Glory be to God. We kill ourselves by loving ourselves so much at the expense of God. Unreserved love for God is key to a failure-proof life where you never fail again. The kind of love for God that nothing can. It's just too much. He finds you everywhere. He finds you everywhere in his heart. Everywhere in his heart, he locates you inside. And when you also look at your own heart, he finds himself everywhere in your heart. His heart is full of you. Sir, no devil, no family cause can tie you down. You never burn out. Number two, what God expects from you. He expects faith and trust from you. Matthew 9:23. All things are possible for them that believe. God expects you to believe and trust him. You know, when you walk by faith or you walk in faith, it shows a sign of respect and honor to him. He feels honored that you can trust him, that he can be trusted. So when you also doubt him, when you act in a way as if you don't believe him, God feel insulted. When your actions show that you don't believe him, he can't do it, let me help myself. God felt insulted. But you honor him when you believe him. Whatever it is in your life, God expects faith from you. Just believe him. Because he feels honored when you choose to believe his word. And then you act on it. Not just confessing it. He's still you acting. You don't have a proof. There's no evidence yet that has work is working, but you are acting already. You are taking steps by faith, not by sight. He said, believing is sin, but it's lie. Sin is what? He said, sorry, he said, sin is a what? Sin is believing. Is that how they say it in the world? Eh? Sin is believing. It's a lie. That is opposite Bible. You believe to see. So when you believe God's word and act on it promptly without dragging your feet, God feels excited. He will want to step in and do his own part. You have to play your own role. He wants to play his own also. But unbelief and doubt put him off. He's shutting his hands. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I would always like to describe trust as a patient and a surgeon. A patient goes to the hospital to meet the surgeon. The surgeon said, we will give you an injection. You will sleep. I will paralyze this place for you. And they will carry out the surgery. And after the place will come alive. Or you will sleep off. And they will cut you. And so, and they stitch back. And then later you wake up. He just believed that he will not die. Am I correct? He lied down for them. They don't pursue anybody around the hospital to give him just to sleep. You take your leg, waka, your leg, do what? Waka go there. They tell you, climb. What do you do? Lie down. You lie down. Bring your hand. You bring your hand. They will be playing with you and put before you, and then you sleep up. That's how trust is. Put everything of your life in God. He's a good manager. He will never mismanage your life. Never. So when you trust him, like a person trusts his surgeon, that no, whatever this man says will come to pass. I'll wake up. And I'll be okay. And so you allow them to make you to sleep. They cut you. When you wake up, you'll be having some pains. But even with that pain, you are not blaming the man. Sebi says you lie down, and I lie down. You make me sleep. That's how you go punish me. You now cut my belly, or cut my hand, or cut my leg, or cut my face. You rejoice even in that pain. How many of you rejoice in your pain? Well, before you know, you tell God, you know, I've given you offering. I've been paying tithe. I've been doing service in the church. I've been singing in the choir for more than 10 years now. And my life is still like this. God says, Siam. If you don't sing, somebody else go sing. That's not how to approach God. Despite my pain, I thank you. Who has ever gone to hospital here and doesn't thank his doctor? After payment, when he tell you what is wrong with you and what he's going to do for you, and after he has done it, what do you tell him? Thank you. Did you pay him? You pay him. Did he cause pain for you when he caught you? And you go and treat the wound in the house? What do you tell him? Thank you. How many of you can tell God thank you in your pain? When things aren't working the way we want to work, we complain. We change it for God. Say, hey, no. You start counting how many things you have done for him. I mean, if his human being doing this for you, will you like it? I will not even follow you again. He said, okay, you can go. You know he will not talk. You just keep quiet. You know, anywhere you go, you are coming back. He will not come back here. You meet him in hellfire. Where he will tell you, just do like this. Go here. That's all. If you know go free, go heaven, when you get there, you just say, it just finger, angel, just say, you have gone. God lose nothing. He's the Almighty. Please treat him like one. He expects to see your faith. He expects you to trust him with your life. Put your life in his hand. Why do we have Christians today who go around Babalawo and fake prophets? Do me soap. Do me candle. I even heard that even prophets now are cooking soup. Yes. They will, you will give them money, they'll buy ingredients and do soup for you. You carry the soup. You either eat in that shrine, or you go and eat in your house. Kilo de. Olu so nje fun e, wo Christian o si je, you ate it. And when you come to church like this, your eyes shine like our own. Nobody knows anything. But they're going to initiate your life, destroy you, and carry you and give you another one devil. You went there with one devil. They add seven to it. Making how many? Eight. And your case becomes worse. Please trust him. Please trust him. Stop going around. After this meeting, now go and sleep. Don't go out to all this evening prayer. We are denominational. You say auntie, I'll be what they call them. Unknown denominational. It's a lie. Go and sleep. Think on this message. You want to pray, we can come here in the evening. The compound is open. Even the church is locked, you can pray in these premises. Pray 3 hours, pray 7 hours here. And don't let them go and keep you somewhere and begin to, Some that washing their head. How many of you have they washed your head here? Don't be ashamed. Put your hand up. They wash your head. And for only for her. And for go go here than you. Some of these people, don't you look at their life? How prosperous is their life? A man that will give you clothes. No, go look at the one way they wear. If you trust him, you don't go around. Sit down in one place. Face him. Face your Bible. Face prayer. Stay at his feet and learn. Let him talk to you. Your life will be better. That is trust. Don't go around. Glory be to God. Number 3, Hebrews 11, verse 6. He that come to God must be that God is God, and that he is the rewarder of them that do what? Diligently, hardly, hard work, seeking him. Number 3, obedience. God expects obedience from us. This is the act or quality of submitting to the commands of others. Obedience is the act or the quality of submitting to the command or rule or authority of others. With delight, not with grumbling. There are people functioning in that department because the HOD will complain if they don't see them. Please stay in your house. You have finished yourself. I know the weather is cold now. I said those who come to clean here, may God bless the sanctuary keepers. I said, may Almighty God who called me bless the sanctuary keepers. That this weather we are now is very harsh. But it's, even though it's rainy or it's cold, they come here 6 a.m. come and clean. I had occasion to sleep in the office one day, I think about 2 weeks ago. And so early in the morning, I peeped from my window down, and I saw about 2 or 3 people on Wednesday clean the whole of the church. Where are the rest? So then nobody said they go walk home. But, and I found that these three people, including the HOD, we will always see them every Wednesday. I'm praying that one day, God will put in my heart to surprise them. And I will do it. Their reward will not let you go to heaven again. Let's start rewarding them on earth. Then when they go to heaven, they take the jara. No problem. Obedience. It must be with delight, not with grumbling, not with pain in your heart. Oh, if I'm not going down, they will start calling me. They will start calling me. That will come. Look, when you are serving with delight, you will pray for what you are doing. It will take your prayer. Well, just wake up. We may have people standing here today as usher or as surveillance who usher men in today, but never tell God anything about this service today in their prayers. You just wake up, bath, and come here. They came in dry. Because their service is not with delight. It's becoming compulsory. If I no go, then go talk. That's why there's no reward for what we are doing. So God expects total obedience to his word and to divine instructions. You follow his commandment not out of fear, but out of honor, out of respect, out of genuine desire to please him. That's why we obey God. Sometimes not even who offend us, oh, that we are not misbehaving. It's because of him. It's because of him. Come and told his wife. He said, based on you, I will have married many wives. Say, I'm not marrying more wives after you. Not because you are a good woman to me. You are giving me peace and rest. I'm doing that because of who? My fear and my love for God. That's how everybody should take his responsibility and his life before God. We don't keep malice, but we enjoy hatred. Are you hearing me? Huh? We enjoy what? But we don't keep malice. Somebody say, how can we be enjoying? Well, we enjoy as Christians. You must enjoy hatred. Because if men don't hate you, God will not love you. Leah was hated. How many became born? Six. The one with the love, how many he born? Two. Even the second one, he died on top. When men hate you, rejoice. That's what I was just saying. Rejoice. And you know why? Their hatred for you provoke God to help you. So don't fight. You hate me. Ah! Give an offering. This brother hates me. Okay? If I know you hate me, I'll give you money so that I can hate me the more. But I will never hate you. There's no malice. But don't fight because somebody hates you. Rejoice because they hate you. Look at the example of Leah, the wife of Jacob. She was hated, and God bless her more. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So God expects us to act on his word promptly. And love is our proof of obedience. When we love God, or when we obey God, we are showing that we truly love him. You won't obey somebody you don't love. He says, sit down, you sit down. He says, don't stand up, you will not stand up. Because disobedience blocks God's hand of help. You won't allow God to help you. Glory be to God. Number four, spiritual growth. Spiritual growth. Your spiritual capacity, when you are intentional about your growth, putting in effort to develop your own life, your spiritual life, so that you can relate well with God. This growing great means determine your level of new dawn you can experience. The level of new dawn experience you can enjoy is determined by your capacity or your spiritual capacity. He cannot give you more than what you can contain or more than your container. There are some blessings you cannot take today. Because if you see such money, fairly finance, you will start drinking. You have only one woman now, either it's your wife or it's your girlfriend, you want to marry her, you have more than 10. Today you are in church. If you sleep in an AC room with everything there, you will not come to church again. Because your spiritual capacity has not been built to a level where you can manage those things. I tell people, when you hear a man commit any kind of sin, before you broadcast him, ask yourself, can I finance it? Do I have the capacity to sponsor that temptation? You want to sleep with a girl, you carry him to a hotel, but you are living in a room that has no light. No bed in your house. Now on top of the mat, you sleep. Never carry light, say you don't have money to buy candle. You just off your light. You just off your life and sleep. That means till tomorrow. You now hear that they must sleep with a girl in the hotel. They now say, you see, they are not holy. Oga, you can't sponsor that temptation. And the girl say, that's your dark room, where you call room. You don't go enter inside. Say, because I'm go where? I weigh my judgment before I pour it on people. And that helps you never to condemn anybody but to pray for them. Can I tell you, church? If you truly want to serve God, want God to help you, you want to enjoy this new dawn, without limit, just enjoy it. I'm flowing in it endlessly. Brethren, you must build up your spiritual capacity. Your container determines what you can take. Nobody will give you more than what you can contain and what you can accommodate. So invest in your spiritual life or your spiritual growth through addiction to the word, addiction to prayer and fasting. Addiction to righteousness. This is what helps you to grow. You don't grow by prayer alone without the word. Your life must be balanced. There are people that can shake their head for 3 hours and pray. All their prayer, they didn't quote one Bible. There's no verse in their heads. Their mind and their spirit man is empty when it comes to the word of God. But their mouth is always busy praying, praying, praying. He said, remind me. What are you reminding God of? Because your mind is empty, is void of the word. You build your life, must be complete. You can't also be reading Bible and never pray. You will not grow. Like I said, we are calling for fasting now, you will not come. How do you want to build your life? I started 3 days fasting in 1988. Alone in my house, one room where they live. Nobody asked me to fast. It is me that wanted to fast. And I share with my friend, my prayer partner, Silas, now in Makurdi. He said, Bishop, I will join you. So we came together. When we finished, we didn't know that when you fast, you take something soft. We boil yam. Dry yam. Because around April, we did the fasting. You know how hard yam is in April? We didn't know. I've never done it before. I would not have counselor. The people who are following, they really fast. We boil yam, chop. Our belly comes like this. And don't we know where be more? It is God that didn't kill us in the room. But God has mercy on us, knowing that we are ignorant people. And that was the beginning of our life. So we started doing the 3 days regularly. Now we know that it's not good to fast and break with hard yam. Nobody said the yam get anything, only red oil and salt and pepper. There's nothing to eat it. Now, how? Glory be to God. Please invest in your spiritual growth. Do something. Discover who you are in Christ is important. And then be intentional about your growth. Have input. Do something that will make you grow spiritually. Some of the oppression you see around your life, they will disappear. They will disappear. It's because your spirit is weak. And you're at low level spiritually. So the demons can still come and afflict you externally. They are not living in you, but they can bring pain to you. Truncate your progress. Hinder your blessings. But you know that no fly will near an halogen that will be on for about 30 minutes. It will get roasted immediately. No small bird will fly near it. They get roasted. But this kind of fly, they can play, even fly can play there till tomorrow. Nothing will happen. Because it doesn't grow hot. When your spiritual life is hot, you have gotten to a level where you are hot. Some of these things you see around your life, we won't see them again. They will run away. I still give you food to eat in your dream. Fornicating and committing whatever in your dream. Dream managing your dream. All those nonsense. They gave you money in your dream. But when you woke up, to even have money to do transport is a problem for you. They are oppressions of the power of darkness. There's a level you get to spiritually that they can't hear you. And that's where you must go to. And this, I think, was put into your life. The word of God, being an addicted reader or study of the word. Prayer, fasting. Separate your life from unrighteousness completely. And walk straight where God can be proud of you. All those things will go. All those roads are blocked. Blessing, I don't get job, I don't get this, I don't get that. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Your spiritual growth is important. You must discover it. You must put in your effort. And becoming like Christ should be our goal. Or as we are building our life, the end result is that, Lord, I want to be like you. And then he will be, as we are doing that, we'll be cultivating qualities like love, like patience, kindness, and wisdom. And then putting off all negativity. All. Put them off. Don't let them be found in you. Things like anger. Anger that destroys. May God bless you. You are enjoying the new dawn. Get ready. Be armed with these four requirements from God. And then we are good to go. The year will be good for you. John 20:26 will answer your life. No door will be closed for you. In Jesus' precious name. In case you are here, and that's what you want to do, but you say, let me save money to do it. God said, I tell you that even if you save money for 10 years, you will not do it by yourself. You will not be able to do it. Go and start it now. Go and do what? Go and start it now. I don't know what that thing is. Whatever it is. But it's an agenda. It's a program of your life that can bless you. Say, let me work small and save money. You are wasting your time. You will save. When the time you want to do it, the money will not be there for you. You will still have to depend on him. Come, please rise up.